Hello and welcome to StrangeCast episode 10.
Pink jobs and blue jobs.
That's it. I'm Andre.
And I'm Kirsten.
And she is my lovely wife. So once again, she has thoughts on things that I don't yet know 100%, and I will react to them in real time. So what is a pink job and what is a blue job?
So there is this idea that in a relationship, you would have pink jobs and blue jobs. So that might be, you know, around the house, in the garden, looking after children if there are, whatever it might be. So we're talking about cleaning, maybe breaking down the cleaning. So the bathroom, you know, kitchen, cooking, the garden, taking the bins out, all those things, right. And how you separate them, if you do at all, because obviously in some couples, one person does everything or the majority for whatever reason that might be, and why it's separated in that way. So some people believe that, you know, the old traditional women in the kitchen, women doing the cooking, the cleaning, looking after the children, they would be pink jobs. And the blue jobs would be considered more manly things. So, you know, fixing the car, mowing the lawn.
Putting up a shelf that doesn't stay up.
Putting up a shelf. All those kind of things. So I thought we could just talk about how we feel about that particular way of thinking.
Okay. So I suppose for me, the jobs I tend to do would be like emptying the tumble dryer water, because we have a dryer with a condenser upstairs and I empty that. I will wash up if there's washing up that needs doing, that dishwasher, you know, it's not dishwasher safe. And I like washing up. What I do is I walk around the house with wireless headphones on and I listen to a book or a podcast or a YouTube video and I'll wash those things because I quite enjoy it. If I don't tend to get to it, Alice does. And all the sort of admin-y tech things in the house. If there's something that's broken that's techie, I'll fix that.
Or sometimes, so would you see that as being a blue job?
I don't know.
Do you think?
Could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird because these days so many people do so many different things, and this feels almost like an old method of quantifying things.
Yeah.
Is it relevant today, I suppose, is a question I want to know. Comments below. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously dependent on the relationship, isn't it? And maybe ours isn't the best to try and put this to, only because there are many things house related that I do and always have done because it's easier that right. way, you know, for you to cook us all dinner. And I'm not saying that people who can't see, you know, whatever degree that might be in, can't cook. Exactly.
Crazy cooks.
But for you personally, it's not something that you have particularly learnt or wanted or enjoy doing, which is fine.
I think I would if I were more able with these flat top things, because I love food and it seems only right that I, you know, make it.
Yeah, I just can't imagine you in the kitchen making a whole meal. But, you know, maybe that's my perception of it. Maybe if I, you know, encouraged you more, I don't know. But, you know, things like that and the cleaning, like you will when we go on holiday.
Oh, yeah.
When we come back, I mean, obviously the house is always tidy because, you know, we're tidy people. We put things back. So it's not like I come back and the house is trashed or anything. But you will wipe down all the surfaces in the kitchen and make sure that it's all tidy and put away and run the Hoover around and stuff like that. So, you know.
I'm not a slovenly bachelor.
No, you're not. So it's not to say that you don't do anything at all. It's just easier for me. And maybe I'm a little bit of a control freak when it comes to cleaning. So I tend to take over with that anyway.
It's your domain. By choice.
Yeah. I'm getting better at delegating. Particularly Alice, my little helper.
Yeah.
She loves to help. And Jake did when he was a lot younger. He used to enjoy hoovering and stuff like that, but which I suppose then we are kind of in that old-fashioned traditional role of the woman looks after the house, which I hate, but not that that's how it is for us. I just mean that way of thinking.
That way of thinking, yeah.
But that's just how it's...
fallen out.
Yeah, it's how it's worked for us. But I do want to say that I grew up in a house where it was kind of almost the reverse. So when my sister was born, my mum went back to work because she had the more secure, high-paying job. And that was her career and that's what she went back to. And it was my dad that stayed at home. And he did the majority of the cooking and the cleaning and stuff because he was the one at home. And so I've never, you know, sort of grown up with that idea of men only do certain jobs and right. The blue jobs and all of that. It was just a case of that's, you know, he's at home, so he does it.
Well, it's a good job because your dad's roast potatoes are something to live for. I love them. Roast yes. tatties, mate. By the way, yes, he's not a Geordie, but I just think it's fitting.
No, he's not. He's definitely not. But yeah, so what else would you consider to be... Let's do the blue jobs. What would you consider to be a blue man job?
I don't know. Like the stuff I mentioned, and we don't put up shelves in this house because we just sort of never have.
We don't.
And if it's a picture that needs hanging, you'll do it so it's straight. I mean, it's a difficult one.
So some of the things that people consider to be a blue job is like taking the bins out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's okay. That kind of thing. Like I said before, mowing the grass. Anything that's maybe a bit more physical in the garden as opposed to just planting and digging up the weeds is usually, I think the barbecue is usually one that men tend to gravitate towards. Changing light bulbs.
I don't mind that.
Something. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, in our house, all the light bulbs are smart ones and connected to something else. So if I can avoid it, we'll try and leave that all up to you. I don't like getting involved with that.
That's fair.
So yeah, if I could just let you be in charge of
that
anything
particular
electronic
aspect of blue, I'll do it.
Exactly. And anything, plugging anything in or computer stuff.
Setting up things.
That's the technical word. You know, the TV, all of those things. That's your stuff. For me, in our house, that's the blue job.
Yeah. And it's like when you came home, when we got our TV that's down here, and I'd taken it and deboxed it, and you really needed two people, but I was not waiting for two people.
No, you weren't.
So I did that. I took the old one off the top. I moved it behind the sofa and I got the new one up. And it's just, yeah. When it's tech, I'm there.
Yeah. And now you're training Jake. So when you're not here, then I can get him to fill in.
He does.
When things break or...
And we do together. And it's good fun.
Mm-hmm.
And when we moved here, they were a lot younger. And I think when we moved here, at least, I didn't have a helper. But when we moved to the previous house, I had my brother Dwayne come and help wire all the stuff. These days, I'd get him to help do it. And I'd help him with his stuff because we both have a lot of things now. And wiring is much better with two people. When we set his computer upstairs... And I remember I was sort of under the desk because I don't mind not being able to see in the dark.
That's
so I was
true.
Pushing cables through the hole in the desk, or he would be handing me down things, mm-hmm. and I'd be plugging them in. Because, yeah, sometimes not having sight is a blessing. It's fine. Makes it work.
So, yeah, are there any other blue jobs in our house that maybe, for whatever reason?
Do you know what? I don't know. I think this house is just small and... stuff just gets done.
Yeah.
it's not like I don't turn around and, oh, look, something happened. That would be terrible thinking. Most of the people that think like that, I think, tend to be men that sit in front of the TV and watch football matches, which I don't. But, you know, no. We all kind of chip in, I feel.
Yeah.
Stuff happens.
I think it's also that appreciation. If, you know, we are quite traditional in the sense of I look after the house and stuff. And I think I'm okay with that, even though I very much hate the idea of being told this is what you should do, which is, I'm not trying to say that you've ever said that or anyone's ever said that to me, but...
You know where I sleep. Why would I do that to myself?
I choose to do that. And that's the thing. I like that there is a choice. I think it's the appreciation. You know, you appreciate what I do. And, you know, if I felt like you didn't, that would be where there would be an issue. If it was just a case of me spending every single day doing housework and cooking for everybody and no one ever acknowledged that, that would be where the issue would be for me.
Rightly.
Yeah. In the same way that if you fixed something for me that I had asked you to do or whatever.
What, just by walking into the room and it starts working?
Yeah, you have an uncanny way of doing that, actually.
Yeah, Ed and I joke about this, my friend Ed. He's like, if you come to my house and stuff that's broken starts working, I'm going to keep you around, he's basically said. So I say, well, my wife wouldn't like that, but, you know, maybe we could arrange like a weekends thing.
Yeah. It's all right. We can do that. I'll rent you out.
Oh, boy. Rent a blue.
But yeah, I think, I'm trying to think. Okay, so then pink jobs. What would you consider a pink job? Taking maybe us out of the picture, because we've already sort of said what I do.
Well, oddly, it feels to me, having grown up in a household where mainly my mum cooked, that cooking is a pink job, even though I just talked about Ed, who loves cooking and is annoyed that I don't cook. You know, he's a very good blind cook, and I get that. But it's just sort of the hob in that, as I've said, the flat top kind of makes it annoying for me to cook. If it were induction, which it isn't, it's just on or it's not, you could feel where the rings are because they magnetically attach. But this is not that. It's just a flat hob and it's annoying.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to change it one day or when we move to make that happen so I could do more of that because I'd like to.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up with my dad, like I said, doing, I mean, my mum cooks as well. They're both amazing cooks, but my dad did a huge amount of cooking and is brilliant at it. So,
oh yes,
for me, that's very much a joint thing.
We'll be talking more about your parents' cooking on our Christmas episode later.
Yes.
Oh yes. That's a whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. So what else? Pink jobs.
Pink jobs. Wow. Well, bathrooms. Cleaning off.
Yeah.
It's a funny one. I mean, when I was in school in the sixth form, my sixth form year, we had an ensuite. We were one of very few people to have one. And I made it my job to make sure that the place was clean. So I've done that. I don't mind doing that. Especially, you know, I used it. I should keep it clean for the next person. I shared with a guy called Darren. There's no way that he should be able to walk into my hairy legs bathroom. It's not nice. So yeah, cleaning the bathroom after yourself is necessary action as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
But it feels, just by the nature of the naming of it, it's cleaning and it, you know, feels like a pink job.
Yeah.
Are these all very sexist?
It's completely sexist.
That's what I think.
Not from you, but I think it is, like we said, it's that traditional role of women stay at home and they cook and clean and look after the children. And the men go out and they earn the money and they do the physical work. Yeah. So the taking out the bins, the women are too feeble to be able to do that, so the man should take out the bins and the man should mow the lawn because it's using
power.
Exactly, you know, and obviously women have worked incredibly hard to change that and to be more equal, which is fantastic, but then there still is that connotation of jobs for each side. And we wondered, didn't we, how that would work in a same-sex relationship? How do you, is it just a case of, I like doing this and so hate doing that, so you do it? Or, you know, do you just pick and choose?
Right.
What you like doing on the day?
is a male-male relationship all blue jobs? And are the female relationships all pink jobs? And, you know, what about they-thems? And I'm not making light of it. I'm genuinely curious. Like, how does that work?
Well, I think it's probably just much more shared. Hopefully. I mean, maybe in other relationships, you do have lots of people who do everything and then the other person does nothing.
Right.
I don't know.
What about taking the kids out for the day? Is that a pink or a blue? Because we both do it and I wondered.
Well, traditionally it would be a pink job, wouldn't it? If you were looking far, far back.
Right.
For us, it would have been a pink job up until recent years. Because when the kids were younger, it was much harder for you to be out with them, you know, when they were babies and toddlers and young children. You wouldn't have easily been able to take them out by yourself.
I know.
So that would have been a me thing. But in the last, what would you say, 4 years, 5 years?
Yeah, likely.
You've taken them out multiple times. And spent the day with them and just you guys.
Yeah.
So.
I think that's fun.
Yeah. So it's just timing in, you know, terms of that one.
Yeah. And the first time we went anywhere, it was Jake and I, he was 9. We went all the way to Birmingham. It was like a interesting first trip. Like, it's not just round the corner. No. You're hours away by train. So,
yeah, you didn't ease him into that one, did you?
It was a deep end.
We're going on a proper trip, proper journey.
It was great fun.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we ate barbecue rolls from Greg's, which Jake and I still remember fondly.
Yeah, I think that was his first Greg's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was a good day.
He talked about that a lot.
Well, we still think about that, you see.
Yeah.
Because he, like me, remembers the places that we visit by the food we eat. Yeah. My dad jokes about that. He's like, you only remember the gigs for the food. I'm like, well, yeah. That's what I go for.
Mm-hmm. So, definitely. Yeah.
So I think that's a blue and pink job.
Yeah. I remember a comment that somebody posted on a previous one, I think when we talked about us.
Right.
And it was about changing nappies and how that worked as a blind parent. And maybe now would be a good point to slip it in that you've never changed a nappy in your life.
Damn right.
And never would. So that would be 100% a pink job.
I have probably whatever is an undiagnosed fear of dirt, right? I've had it since I was a kid. And actually, I meant to mention this a while back, but I remember, and my mum told me this story, that she put me on a blanket on grass in bare feet as a baby. And anytime I left the blanket, I would just curl my toes and my fingers. I wouldn't touch it at all. Hated it. Had to be on the blanket.
Yeah, for you, it is your hands. Anything that you have to touch with your hands, you find really difficult. When the kids have had slime or any of those kind of sensory feeling toys, I guess, if they're even remotely sticky, you know, even if it's not going to come off on your hands, yeah, you will not touch it. Play-Doh that the kids had when they were younger, you do not like that.
Physical reaction. Yeah. It makes me actually feel sick.
Yeah.
So it's not just like, ew, I'm too prissy to touch it. No, I can't. I can't.
Yeah. I know. So, yeah. I'm sure another couple with a blind parent or both blind parents could explain nappy changing and how that works a lot better because we have no idea.
Yeah. I'll ask Alison.
Yeah. Very much a pink job.
They're
for
both
us.
Blind parents. But yeah, oh my God, no, I can't. And it's funny, I mean, like, a lot of people would just be fine with this stuff. But yeah, no, I couldn't. I maybe that's also why I never wanted a guide dog, picking up dog after stuff. No.
Yeah, you couldn't do that.
Not me.
You also wash your hands as soon as you've touched any animal.
I do.
So you couldn't have a guide dog and be washing your hands every 5 seconds from touching it. So
no. And I remember, like, my dad, when I was younger, he would make me touch the food on the plate, which I always thought a bit weird, to show me where stuff was, instead of using a knife or a fork to do it.
Mm.
And I would instantly have to wash my hands, but he wouldn't let me get up. So, like,
aww.
I'd have to just hold the fork with a knife with greasy fingers. And I hated that. I still hate it.
Yeah, that's quite difficult.
Yeah, but it was hard to explain. And a bit like in the previous episode, we were talking about people not understanding neuroses. Yeah, a whole thing.
Well, it's a sensory issue, definitely. Because you won't even give me a kiss if I've got anything on my lips. As in like a lip balm or...
lipstick.
A lip gloss or anything like that.
You're right. I never even thought about that. But it all, it comes back to the same thing.
Yeah. So it's all a sensory thing. That's okay.
Huh.
You know.
It's funny what you learn about yourself.
See? Talking it out on the podcast.
Yeah. Pink and blue.
Pink and blue.
Well, there you go. Bit of a short one, but a fun one, hopefully. If you have pink and blue thoughts, leave them in the comments or via the contact form on our website. Be interested to hear what you all do and how you designate them. Because it's, I suppose the designation is the curious one. And if you live alone, then every job is pink or blue, isn't it? You've got no choice.
Yeah.
So there we are.
Maybe it's green. It's just all one.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. I don't think that's a term. I'm just... just making it up.
What about red and green? Like traffic lights?
Could be. The red and green just makes me think of Christmas.
Ooh. Coming soon, coming soon.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello and welcome to Strungecast episode 10. That's your cue.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to say something else. I was focusing on trying not to say what we just talked about. Okay, you might have to do that again.